You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
58 Hot Yellow Woods with Ando Sartaka. At spring, we are changing the big world one ice cream at a time.
That's exactly right, Hunter Norwood. You can have a little something extra ice cream at your next event and find out how they're changing the world one ice cream at a time. You can go to their website, alittlesomethingextraicecream.com. You can also give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today. One of the things that I'm looking at right now is a news article, and at the top of it, it says, people die with this secret. If you live your whole life with a dark secret and nobody knows, and you've held it inside and you felt that pain and that hurt, and you never have that release, you never have closure, what a horrible experience to live through and then to die with that secret and the hurt carried with you to your grave. If you have been abused, I want you to feel like you can be open, that you can have the conversations, that you can be released from the burden that you hold to make a difference in the lives of others. And right now I have Diane Kahn with me at Carib Kitchen in Alexander City. She's an author, and she has written over 50 books from what she was telling me. And she is an individual who has gone through those experiences. And I'd like to welcome Diane to The Mark White Show. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much.
I just met you. We came in here to eat, and we started talking, and I shared about my show. And this gives you an opportunity to share with others your experience and to also, like you said, going to schools and be able to talk to young people, and maybe both boys and girls have a message that can cause them to not treat others in this way. You've had a lot of pain to carry through your life.
I have. I was sexually abused from the age of 4 till 13 by 5 different men, and 4 of those men are blood relatives. I am now 54 years old, and it's taken me a while to be open, you know, to explain to people what this is, because it's called a silent crime. Yeah, so most of my books deal with the effects of this being a survivor. I don't like to call myself a victim anymore. I'm a survivor now.
I was thinking about a friend who took his life a couple of years ago, and I've come close a few times myself because of deep depression, things that I had to deal with as a young person. And I call myself a survivor too, because I'm still alive. And I have a voice, and I have an opportunity to share your story with my listeners today. And I hope that through this conversation, it does make a difference, not only for them, but for you too, because each time you're able to share your story, each time you're able to share about your thoughts that you've put down on paper, which is quite remarkable for you to be able to do this. What causes you, Diane, to be able to step from the past that you suffered with to say, okay, I've hurt, this is what I've gone through, but I'm not going to allow it to control me to the point where I can't help other people and help myself?
Ever since I recognized myself being a victim, I was age 16. All the years, it was just like blocked in my memory. At 16, it started to come out. I was very withdrawn. The principal of my high school had told my dad that he should find me a nice boy and marry me. I will be nothing. That just propelled me more forward, because you can't tell me I can't do it. And I practiced true religion in my lifetime, and I was not finding the place where I was at peace. And until one day the thought, you know, it struck me that there is a purpose to my pain. And that's when I started to share my story and, you know, accept to be interviewed. My picture, I don't take pictures. I allow them to take my picture. And it has been a long road getting here. And for all the people who do not speak out, I am the one who's never going to shut up about it.
And your books are a testament to that.
Yes.
Here I'm looking at Your Love Brought Me Through the Storm, love poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Love is Not a Prison, Programmed to Self-Destruct. And one of the books that you have had is Recognizing the Signs, which is really important.
Yeah.
What to look for. There may be those different elements of an individual that you can notice and say, that is a sign, and we need to be cautious.
Yes.
And be careful.
Yes.
When we're approaching and dealing with that individual.
So the book is called Recognizing the Signs, because like as I said, when I was in high school, I had all the signs, but nobody recognized them. And so the first half of the book will list every physical, behavioral, emotional, any kind of signs to look for. The second half of the book is for the adults who are survivors. It helps them to understand their actions, their decisions, and all of that. The booklet is free. I use the sales of my book, and I do charity dinners once a month, and I fund that program. I give it to teachers, parents, victims, survivors, anybody that needs it for themselves or, you know, for someone they know.
And Diane, speaking of charitable giving, you have found opportunities to give, as you mentioned, with the fire department, the police department. You've helped the hospital during COVID time. That was a critical time where mm-hmm. a lot of people were looking for food.
Mm-hmm.
And here you had a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a struggle, I'm sure,
it was.
For you during COVID, but you still found a way to help people.
It was so bad they couldn't leave the hospital, and we would deliver it to them. Yeah. They still talk about my food. They have they have sent me thank you cards. I have a lot on the wall from everybody who have helped. Yeah.
That creates relationships.
It does.
And when you're talking about relationships, that's what you have to be able to help someone who has gone through sexual abuse or any type of abuse for that matter.
Yeah.
If you don't have a relationship, then you can't get through to the person.
Mm-hmm.
But once they know that you love them, that they can trust mm-hmm. you, because we talked about trust issues.
Yes.
That's a hard battle
it
to
is.
Trust people to say, okay, this person's not going to hurt me.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, I don't know what it is in me, but they recognize that I'm safe. And I have had people sit in this restaurant and tell me things they have not told anybody. I've had women who are over 50, 60, you know, tell me that they're victims too, and nobody knows, but they tell me.
So, Diane, I would like for you to share with me the impact that you feel it's making to be open and honest with people, because there are people out there right now who feel like being open and honest shows weakness, when I actually think that it definitely shows strength. What's been the response?
I've had people talk to me that has told me that they never told anybody about their abuse. I think they feel safe speaking to me. And I think once you start sharing your story, there's a lot of shame that victims feel. And I think the support you get from other people erases that. And, you know, we have to speak up. We have to raise our voices so we can protect our children. As long as this remains a silent crime, we never know the true figures. We never know how many of, you know, other people are there like us. And that's the main thing. We have to raise our voices and speak the truth so people know. 97% of kids are sexually abused by somebody the parent know. You know, your friends, neighbors, family members. So there's not a lot of people you can trust with your kids. And we have to teach our kids this so that in turn they can protect their kids.
So the shame that you carried with you for so many years, when did you start to feel some relief? When did you start to feel like the shame was fading and you were becoming stronger and you had this ability to share with people through your literature and through speaking publicly?
When I realized I wasn't alone, and that only came about because I was promoting my books and then people started to share their story. So we're not alone. We're not alone. There's a lot of people like us, male and female. Somehow I think that it's easier for the woman to speak out and not so much for the man, but maybe eventually, you know, we'll change that. Yeah.
If you had a chance to speak to those who maybe are not the ones who are abused, but the ones who know that the abuse is taking place, and for whatever reason they're silent, they're not sharing, they are not helping the one who is currently a victim, correct?
They're not helping, no. There's a terminology that we use now. If you see something, say something. I know a lot of people think it's not their problem, but in general, it is our problem because it affects these kids and others around them, and so it just keeps going on. Like in my family, it was a generational curse, and I left the country to try to break that, and I think I did. I am the black sheep of my dad's family because I've spoken about it. Yeah.
When instead you are the hero of your family, if you ask Mark White.
I appreciate it.
You certainly are, because you had the ability to speak up. You did. And now you are living a life where you're helping other people. So you're a hero to people. So don't ever think because somebody else calls you a black sheep or anything else that there are people out there who believe that. Yeah. Because as you see yourself on the front page of this newspaper and you're sharing about recognizing the signs, this is something that's really important in the schools too.
Yeah,
we can't miss the fact that school has just started. You have teachers who are with these students day in and day out.
Yeah.
And if they can simply recognize some of the signs, they may could actually pull these young people out of the fire, so to speak.
Yeah. And even if they can't pull them out of the fire, they can walk through it with them.
Absolutely. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. Lock arms with them and tell them you're not alone.
Yes.
Because that has to be the loneliest place.
It is. It was.
You can't share with anybody. You don't trust anybody. Mm-hmm. Somebody tells you, I love you, and you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Somebody even tries to break through that thick wall and never seems to get very far with you.
Yeah.
That's discouraging to people who truly do love other people.
I'm supposed to get more copies of Recognizing the Signs soon, and if anybody needs one for a friend or for themselves, because there is a lot of other stuff in the book. There is a chapter on why kids don't tell. You know, there's a lot of information in the book that could be very useful to parents. You know, teachers,
And one of the things you might think about, and I don't know if it's happened before, but maybe your book could be either in a school library or be in a place where teachers access it and be able to talk to other teachers.
Well, in this town, I have dropped off at all the schools, so hopefully they're making use of it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Diane Kahn. We are at Carib Kitchen in Alexander City, Alabama. Me and Cora just stopped to try some Caribbean food, and here we are. Now talking to Diane about her abuse and how she's moving forward, the impact that she's making in the lives of others because of what she suffered. And I want you to know as a listener right now that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've gone through, there is hope. And you are not alone. You have people who care about you. You may not believe that, but there are people who care about you and what you've experienced. And there is opportunity for you to make a difference in the lives of others. I hope you'll stick with us as I continue this conversation. We'll talk about how you can find your book, your copies of Diane's book. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and gift shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, I'm coming to you from Alexander City, Alabama at Carib Kitchen. As I talk to Diane Kahn, we've talked about sexual abuse. She is a survivor. She's not a victim. She laid that out very well, and she has decided to help others through this process to make a difference in their life. And I believe that that's exactly what she's doing. She's an author as well. She's written books to try to help. She's written poetry, love poetry. I would like to welcome Diane back to the show. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you, Mike.
It takes a lot to do what you're doing, to step out of your comfort zone, which was quite uncomfortable before you stepped out. So it's not like you had a comfort zone at all. You had an uncomfortable zone, and you stepped into more uncomfortable to be able to do this. So there's not a comfort zone for you, Diane, but you have young people. You've had people who have shared their experiences with you because you were open that otherwise would never have shared or felt like there was someone who could relate to them.
I've also had people that come here and they don't even know why they came here. And by the time they were ready to leave, they understood. Yeah, it was like they were sent here. Yeah. I've had I've had people from far away as North Carolina, and never told anybody after eating and me sharing my story. She shared hers. We do have a lot of hugging going on here.
Is that the Caribbean way?
Yeah, it is.
There we go. Well, that's good because you want people to connect with you. In, yeah. However, some people aren't huggers. I'm a hugger myself. But you want people to connect with you in whatever way they feel comfortable.
Yes.
And if someone, if that's verbally sharing with you and feeling yeah. that connection, mm-hmm. then that's good.
Yeah.
We've got to take some steps.
Yeah.
And if a person's out there and they haven't taken that first step to recovery, because if you're going to be a survivor, you have to get into recovery stage
yes.
to be able to let go of the shame.
Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's not, as a 4-year-old, there's absolutely no way that you could have had any yeah. responsibility for what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
But yet you do carry the shame from 4 to 13 years old and having that experience, that it's somehow your fault, that it's somehow the burden that's yours. It's not on the person who committed the crime against you, but that it's your burden that you have to carry.
Yeah. I do want to say one other thing. If you have kids and you have a happy home, well, you know, 80% happy.
That's good enough, right?
Yeah. And you notice that they're dating people that you can't understand why they keep choosing these people. That's one of the signs because my mom hid my abuse from my dad, I always thought that she chose to protect the guys and not me. And so you find yourself in relationships and in a marriage where you feel like second best and you're not treated well, but you stay because you think that's all you deserve. So yeah, even your kids dating and who they choose could be a sign of abuse.
When I first met you and you're taking my order, I wouldn't know any of your details of your life, but you are a very open person. You have gotten to that point to be able to be comfortable. But I tell people, the relationships that we have with most people, it's, hi, how are you doing? I'm doing fine. You having a good day? Having a great day. You move on. Mm-hmm. Your life goes on. You don't find out much more than that about the people that we interact with on a daily basis. And I can tell you from my own experience, Diane, there are a lot more people hurting than people let on.
Yeah.
We do put up pretty good barriers. We put up pretty good shields.
Yeah.
And we learn how to talk to people so that they won't know that we're hurting, that there's anything wrong,
yeah.
and nothing gets to us. Well, guess what? It does.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's when you're alone by yourself
yeah.
and you have that pain and that hurt and it stays with you
yeah.
and it never gets any relief because you're never able to share with anybody about what's happening in your life.
Yeah. You share your story and your shoulders are going to get a little bit lighter.
Yes. Of course, here on the Mark White Show, I recognize difference makers and I share stories to try to encourage and inspire and to talk to someone who is a sexual abuse survivor and to have them share their story. That is definitely making a difference and an impact to take people from the prison that they live in to freedom. One of the things I think about are the words that Diane put on paper, and it's the pain that she's able to share. But it's the pain that gives her purpose, and the purpose that she lives now is making a difference. And if you've heard anything through Diane's story today, through her message, I want you to first off be encouraged. I want you to be inspired, but I also want you to know that you can reach out. We said earlier that you're not alone. And Diane, I wanted you to be able to share how people could find your books, how they can connect with you through social media. If someone out there is struggling and they've never shared this with anyone, maybe you're the person that they feel like they can go to and be able to share their experience.
Okay, well, we have a Facebook group. It's called Diane Khan's Poetry. A lot of other people have private messaged me on there telling me their stories. They're not ready to share it, you know, publicly, so they private message me and I honor their wishes. My books are on Amazon.com or Lulu.com. The ones on Amazon are the ebooks, which you can get to your Kindle. The one on Lulu.com are the actual paperbacks. Also, if you don't have social media and you're in the area, just show up to my restaurant. And I've had a survivor who would come in to the restaurant a good few many times and just sit quietly and eat. And I know when they come in, you know, who wants to interact and who wants to be left alone. So I left her alone. About the fourth visit, then she opened up to me and she said, you know, I am a survivor too. So most people don't take four visits, though.
Let's talk about this poetry group that you had mm-hmm. or still have.
I still have.
Okay, so how has that helped others, do you think? And maybe somebody listening may not be in the local area, mm-hmm. but something that they might could start is yeah. a poetry group.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I started the group, and I would say I'm sharing love poetry, and then I noticed that none of the poetry was actually about love. You know, it was all dark and came from a very dismal place. But a lot of people would say, you know, I feel this, you know, this speaks to me, you know, stuff like that. And so we kept it going. I think that we have like over 6,000 people on there, mostly women. But there are men in there too. Most people wouldn't share their story, but being part of the group make them feel, you know, better.
Yes.
Because everything I speak comes from the heart, and they know exactly what I'm saying because they've been there.
It's called support.
When
people have support, it's mm-hmm. like building a house, and you have the foundation, and you have yeah. the structure that holds the house together. Mm-hmm. And if we can find someone to be our beam, if you will, uh-huh. our support system, uh-huh. then we're building a house. And with your poetry group, I can see that as building a house mm-hmm. that becomes stronger as you have more people that can support each other.
Yes. So, yeah, if you want to reach out to me, all those various means are acceptable. I'm very easy to talk to. If you come into my restaurant, you're gonna. If you come into my husband's restaurant, you're going to realize that it's not like other restaurants where they serve you your food and they go away. I don't go away.
You proved that today.
Yes.
One final message that you might have for someone who is living in abuse or has experienced abuse, Diane, a message to them personally from you.
I know it's very hard. I have been in the shadows, you know, for 3/4 of my life. It takes a lot of strength to, you know, step into the light. But once you do, I think you get to like the light. The darkness isn't appealing anymore. And if you share your story, just know that you're helping others. And I don't know, if you're not ready to, you know, face me face to face, as I said, you know, private message me and I'll talk you, you know, I'll talk you through this. We have to, as survivors, we have to raise our voices, because if we don't, our kids are at risk, our grandbabies are at risk. The more we speak up, the more people become aware of this crime. It has been horrendous because of the fact that we hide it. You know, they make you feel guilty. They make you feel that you're the wrong one. But you guys are not wrong. There was nothing that you did to cause this. And just remember that. Just remember that. You know, that's what helped me to move on, that I did not cause this. I used to feel I had a sign on my forehead that told people that it's okay to do me like this. But it's not that way. And lift your head up and know that, you know, you're going to be okay.
We started out the show saying people die with the secret. Mm-hmm. They can also live with the truth.
Yes.
So if you hold the secret, if you hold the lies, mm-hmm. if you're uncomfortable with telling the truth, you can mm-hmm. die with it. Yes. And death happens slowly, I think, in that type of living.
Yeah.
But you're always dying. You're not living.
Yeah.
But once you free yourself, and you can start to live with the truth mm-hmm. and acknowledge things that are actually reality, because we create things in our head that aren't the reality of the situation,
yeah.
and we tell ourselves lies, our mind, and we believe those lies
yeah.
until we can say that's enough
mm-hmm.
and understand what the truth is. That's when freedom actually comes for yeah. people like yourself.
Mm-hmm. And don't misunderstand me. Every day is not a good day, but not every day is a bad day. So, you know, it gets better. From this abuse, I am not one that can accept a compliment. I would not look myself in the mirror, and slowly that has been changing. So it's never too late. It's never too late to start out and be you and be better.
I'm so glad to hear that. Diane Kahn, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share your experience, to share yourself to others, to let them know that they're not alone, because that's important. And I don't know who we have reached today, but we have reached someone, mm-hmm. and it's going to touch their life in a way that they weren't expecting.
Yeah. If I can do this, guys, you can too.
Folks, we've been coming to you from Carib Kitchen in Alexander City, Alabama, with Diane Kahn. Again, I want you to follow, what was the page for the group again, for the poetry?
It's my name, Diane Kahn Poetry.
Diane Kahn Poetry, K-A-H-N Kahn.
K-H.
K-H-A-N Kahn. That's how you can find, and Diane is D-I-A-N-N-E. Diane Kahn Poetry. Find it. And then on the books, you can go to Amazon and Lulu.com as well.
I must add that if you purchase my books, the proceeds does go to the Recognizing My Sign program.
Thank you so much. Thanks again, Diane.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by the show today. If you are, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. You don't know who needs it, so share it with them. We are trying to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world, and you can be part of the effort through Facebook and Instagram, and you can subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. This has been another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Alexander City, Alabama, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.